Masechet Kinim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We'll talk about here a Kohen who did not ask what the proper thing to do when he was dealing with mixed up birds. But here we're dealing with birds that we know which pair is which. We just don't know internally which bird is which. Mishnah says, Hatat ve'ola ustuma umforeshet. If you have a hatat bird for one woman and an ola bird for another woman, and you also have an undesignated pair and a designated pair. So you have three pairs over here. Two birds are designated as hata'ot, two as olot, and two are undesignated. So there's two women. Each one of them is obligated to bring two pairs of birds. One woman already offered one of her olot and therefore just owes a hatat. The other woman brought her hatat and therefore just owes an ola. And they, to complete their obligation, they bring another three pairs between them. In the first pair, they specified that one bird is going to be a hatat owned by the first woman, and the other bird is going to be an ola owned by the second woman. In the second pair, they each designated which bird was the hatat and which was the ola, but they didn't specify which woman each pair was for. In the third pair, they didn't designate the birds as a hatat or an ola, or which woman the pair of birds was for. So we say, Asa kulan lemalan mehaitza kasher mehaitza pasul. If the Kohen didn't ask anybody, but he offered all of the korbanot above, the red line of the mizbeach, which would specify that they should be for olot, then half of them are valid, half of them are invalid. The ones that were designated as olot are valid. The ones And the one of the birds in the undesignated pair also, now that it's brought in as ola, it counts as an ola. The two designated as a hatat, and the second bird in the undesignated pair, which becomes automatically a hatat when the ola is offered, are invalid. Kulan lemata mehaitza kasher mehaitza pasul. If you offered them all below the red line of the mizbeach, which indicates their hataot, half of them are valid, half of them are invalid. The two that were designated as a hatat are valid, as well as the one bird in the undesignated pair, which is now being offered as a hatat. The two that were designated as an olot, and the second one of the undesignated pair become invalid, because that automatically becomes a ola when the first pair was brought as a hatat. Chetzan lemalan vechetzan lematan. En kasher elastuba. If you offered half of them below the red line, above the red line, and half of them below the red line, only the undesignated pair is valid. The two designated pairs are invalid. Each one had in it a designated hatat and a designated ola, and we don't know which bird was offered above and which bird was offered below. So therefore, they're both problematic. The undesignated pair is valid because one of the birds was offered above as an ola, right? When it's offered, it's okay. And the other one was offered below as a hatat. Which is how we usually offer an undesignated pair, and it becomes wherever it's offered. V'himit haleket b'nehem. And the undesignated pair that's valid is divided between the two women. The two women took the pair jointly. One of the birds counts for one woman as her hatat, and the other bird counts for the other woman as her ola. So they now take another pair jointly. One of the birds is offered as a hatat for whichever woman got the ola originally, and the other one is offered as an ola for the one that got the hatats, and therefore they would have their korban complete in that situation.